Hare Krishna. So here we are discussing the qualities of a self-realized soul or a person who is very strongly marching towards self-realization or liberation. So let's see another quality now in shloka number 19. It goes like this.
Ihaiva tayarjitaha sargo esham samye stitam manaha Nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te stitaha.
So here it is said, esham samye stitam manaha. So for those whose minds manaha established in sameness and equanimity, samye and stitam. So what about them? What have they got? Ihaiva tair jitaha sargo. They have conquered what? Sargo. They have conquered birth and death, the conditions of birth and death.
Nirdosham hi samam brahma.
Now nirdosham, they are flawless. They are flawless like whom? They are flawless like Brahman. And tasmad brahmani te stitaha. Therefore, tasmad brahmani te stitaha. They are already situated in Brahman. So a very nice shloka which talks about how a person who has attained that sameness, that equanimity at the level of mind, such a person becomes flawless firstly, like Brahman, and is already situated in Brahman. So we can say that he is liberated. So here some very nice points are given. Equanimity of mind, as mentioned above, is the sign of self-realization. Those who have actually attained to such a stage should be considered to have conquered material conditions, specifically birth and death. Now, equanimity of mind. See, mind is known for what? Mind is known for its flickering nature. Arjuna is telling Krishna,
Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, pramati balavadridam. Tasyaham nigraham manye vayor eva sudushkaram.
Anyways, we'll see this shloka very soon coming in future chapters. Here Arjuna is saying that chanchalam hi mana Krishna. My mind is very chanchala, very, very flickering. Pramati balavadridam. It is obstinate, it is very, very strong. And Arjuna makes a very nice statement. He says, vayor eva sudushkaram. I can control the wind, but I cannot control my mind. And we know very well in our day-to-day life, as soon as there is a change in the situation, there's so much of change in the mind, you know, that we see. So the thought process completely changes. When the situation is really favorable, you know, there is some bliss that we feel. And as soon as the situation goes bad, there's so much of anxiety that we feel. At times we think about past, at times we think about future. And to be very frank, most of the time we are not there in the present. So in this way, the mind just keeps flickering. Where is the question of equanimity? Where is the question of remaining all the time stable? Very, very difficult. But then, the ones who have attained that state, they are really glorious. The ones who have attained that state and who are able to fix their mind in the lotus feet of Krishna, for them, it's very, very easy. And they are the ones who are the right candidates for liberation. So that's what is told here, that such a person who has attained such a stage can be considered to have conquered the material condition, specifically birth and death. Because the mind is stable, mind is very nicely engaged in the devotional service, very much purified now. So finally, the person gets qualified to break the cycle of birth and death. So where is the question of still being in the conditioning of birth and death? As long as one identifies with this body, he is considered a conditioned soul. A very important point to discuss. When a person identifies with this body, see, this body is material, yes, and this body becomes conditioned, not to this material world. Various conditions which are there in this material world conditions the body. Like for example, so when there is cold, the body starts feeling cold. When it's very hot, the body starts feeling very hot. Anything that happens here around, what happens? The person becomes very much conditioned. And as soon as the person becomes conditioned, there's lots of suffering that the person goes through. very much conditioned to do a particular type of activity, very much conditioned to remain in this world and just keep doing the same monotonous activity. So conditioned, basically it's like conditioned, monotonous completely. So here, so it is said that when he identifies with the body, he is a conditioned soul. He is conditioned for the current situation that he is stuck in. But as soon as he is elevated to the stage of equanimity through realization of self, he is liberated from the conditional life. So as soon as he raises his consciousness up, such a person is above the conditional life. Because now he is on the platform of spirit. And a spirit cannot be conditioned by matter. Very simple. Matter can be conditioned by this material nature. But then a spirit cannot be conditioned by the material nature. Yes. So in this way, when a person comes to the platform of soul, understands that I am not the body, I am spirit soul, such a person is the one who is above all the conditioning. He is not affected by anything anymore. The Lord is flawless because he is without attraction or hatred. Similarly, when a living entity is without attraction or hatred, he also becomes flawless and eligible to enter into spiritual sky. Now, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says, Mamaivamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. Each and every living entity is my part and parcel, he says. Now, how is the Lord seeing everyone? He is seeing everyone as his part and parcel. So, where is the question of liking someone and disliking someone? Everyone is his part. Like for example, we have our fingers. So, we will not make any distinction between these 10 fingers. Always. It will not be like, I like this finger and I don't like this finger, I hate this finger, so I should cut and throw it out. Never ever will think all that. So, similarly, the super soul is seeing each and every, understanding that each and every living entity is part and parcel of mine. So, where is the question of seeing, there any difference between anyone? So, this point is very, very important to understand. And same quality comes to a person who is self-realized. A person who is self-realized, he sees. He sees that, everyone is spirit soul. So, where is the question of hating someone and liking someone? Hatred and like, they are there on the bodily platform. So, we see the body and we say, or we see a material thing and we say, I like this particular thing. I like this particular person. So, what are we seeing? We are seeing the body. We are seeing the body and telling our likes and dislikes. But as soon as the person goes deeper into consciousness and he sees the person on the spiritual platform, then he's seeing spirit soul. Where is the question of liking and disliking now? Because spirit soul is the same in everyone. The nature is same. Sachidananda Vigraha. So, it is very clearly mentioned here that such a person becomes flawless when he gets that vision and he becomes eligible to enter the spiritual sky. Such persons are to be considered already liberated and their symptoms are described in next few verses. So here it's very nice understanding of realization at three levels, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Brahmavadis, the ones who have realized Brahman, they do understand that Brahman is situated everywhere. So effulgence coming from the body of the Lord is there everywhere. It's all pervading. The Paramatmavadis who are there, the Paramatmavadis, they understand that super soul is there in each and everyone's heart. And what is he doing? He is sanctioning impartially the karmic reactions of each and every living entity. And at the same time, a Paramatmavadi, he understands that everything in this world is happening by the will of the Lord. Will of Paramatma, we can say. So, Brahman, realized person, a Brahmavadi understands that Lord is all-pervading. A Paramatmavadi, who realizes Paramatma, he understands that how each and everything in this world is acting because of the Paramatma in the heart. But whereas a devotee has a deeper understanding. A devotee's deeper understanding is a person who is in Krishna consciousness, who is Bhagavan realized, his understanding is on a different platform. He feels or he understands that anything is happening or anything and everything that is happening in my life is the kindness of Krishna. Kindness of Krishna, where he is enabling me to get closer to the ultimate destination. And by all this, when he sees the mercy of the Lord, when he sees the hand of the Lord in each and every activity, in each and every situation, his devotion increases. So it's a very important thing, you know, to realize that how Krishna is acting in our life. See, we all are devotees. Nor we are Brahmavadis, nor Paramatmavadis. We are devotees. And we are aiming at Bhagavan realization. We want to realize Krishna. We want to attain Krishna. So when that stage comes, then, you know, we'll be able to relish the mercy of the Lord, where we'll understand, yes, you know, everything is happening by the mercy of the Lord. In fact, even at current stage also, in the stage of sadhaka, when something goes wrong in our life, one thing that we need to do is, we have to understand that Krishna is the well-wishing friend of everyone. He's a well-wishing friend of mine as well. So will he ever take pleasure when I'm going through some tough phase of life? Never. He is eternal father of everyone. Why will he take pleasure, you know, in giving trouble to someone? So if someone is going through some trouble, some problem is happening in life, something crazy is happening in life, so at that time one should understand that there is something that Lord wants to teach me here. There's something that Lord is giving me here. Maybe at this point of time I'm not able to understand. But in future, you know, after a few years or whatever, when we look back into the same situation, we will see that how Lord has taught us something. We'll be able to join the dots later. So in this way, a devotee should have a very, very broad vision to understand the plan of the Lord. And when he understands the plan of the Lord, automatically his devotion increases towards the Lord. His surrender increases towards the Lord. So in this way, we understand that how a person, you know, who is marching towards liberation, or one who is self-realized, now such a person has got a stable mind where he does not get deterred, he does not get disturbed by changing situations. And such a person is flawless like Brahman, so we have discussed that point. And at the same time, they're situated in Brahman, they're situated in that divine consciousness. So now Krishna is going to continue the same theme, where he is going to tell us more about the different qualities of such a liberated soul. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.